in the midst of me turning 63, it's weird, but I wake up to a story that the Motley Fool did about when people take Social Security. So I could have started taking Social Security a year ago today. And a year ago today, 62, the largest percent of people Social Security eligible start taking Social Security at 62 than any other age. It is of people who are on Social Security, not because of disability, but they're on Social Security for any other, for that reason, it is nearly half of Social Security recipients start taking it at age 62. And almost no one, there are a small percent of people, but almost no one from a financial standpoint should take Social Security at age 62. The reason is every year you wait, you get an additional 8% in your check. So it's not like Social Security is giving you a bonus. It's all based on actuarial tables. But the thing is, when you're in your early 60s, unless you do have a physical problem, it's pretty easy to work. You may not want to, but it's pretty easy to work. But much later in life, you may not be physically able to work. So if you wait, every year you wait, you get more money in every Social Security check. And then every increase, once you start taking it, is based on the base that you started at. So you end up with a lot more money to live on later in life if you wait to take Social Security. Now, here's something crazy. Okay, age 70 is the latest you can start taking your Social Security. And the number of people who do that, almost nobody. It's under 3% of people who are Social Security eligible who wait till they're 70 to take it. And the fact is, waiting till 70 means that you're going to have a much larger check than you'd have at age 62. So your monthly payments will be somewhere like 80% larger, 75% larger, somewhere in there, if you wait to age 70 instead of taking it 62. A lot of people are just, they're so burnt out from work, they want to bag it, and they want out. And if that's the case, and it may be with a number of people, why you'd take it at 62. But every time I talk about this, what's fascinating is when people call into our off-air center, Team Clark, where we offer free off-the-air advice over 40 hours each week, and see how to call in for free off-the-air advice at clark.com, people call in as rebuttal and say, well, what happens if I do what Clark says to do and I die a day before my 70th birthday? I got nothing from Social Security. And that's 100% true. But you know what? If I die the day before I turn 70, I'm not going to know it. I'm not going to know what money I didn't get. So what? Because what you're living on is the actuarial tables, how long people are likely to live. And so the numbers are all set up on that. And so, yeah, there are some people who are going to be unlucky. There are others that are going to be blessed with very long life and getting a larger check for that longer life all through those years, an enormous advantage. So if you're in just abysmal health and there's no way you're going to make it to a normal lifespan, you just know that. And you want to take Social Security earlier? Well, then I guess that would make sense. Or if you're flat out broke and you have no money to live on and you want to take it earlier. But for everybody else, wait as long as you can. And if you want to be in this very, very exclusive club with me that like almost nobody is in, because 97% of people aren't going to make it, where you wait till 70, I don't mean make it alive, I mean make it to where you wait till you're 70 to take it. Well, I'd love for you to join me in that 70-year-old club. But if it's not your thing, that's all right.